This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Ketch's Law Group. The personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Jeff from Peabody, getting ready for work.
What's Jeff. Up, Jeff? Jefe.
Hey, everyone. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you some cash, $100. If you tie, you lose, and Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready.
Rupert Grint suffered kidney stones last September while filming Servant for Apple TV. He said he was peeing blood for 5 days. Rupert Grint starred as who in the Harry Potter movies?
Ron Weasley.
Miley Cyrus has the #1 song in the country for the second week in a row. What is that song called?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in the upcoming biopic, Michael. Jafar is the son of Michael's brother, Jermaine. The movie starts shooting this year. Jafar is also the name of a Disney villain from which movie?
Aladdin.
Justin Timberlake, turning 42 years old today. He has been married to Jessica Biel since 2012. Which 90s show did Biel get a big break on?
Ooh. Oh, it's a good one.
Maybe the cheesiest of all 90s shows.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'm not going to be able to pull that one out. I don't know.
And question number five, Jackie Robinson was also born today in 1919. He broke the color barrier in baseball with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Which number did Jackie wear that is retired in every baseball stadium in America?
13.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You work for an education travel company? What does that mean? What do they do?
It's like we just book groups who want to go see the world and learn about all the places they're going to.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jeff got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Rupert Grint suffered kidney stones last September while filming Servant for Apple TV Plus, and he said he was peeing blood for 5 days. Rupert Grint starred as who in the Harry Potter movies?
Ron Weasley.
Not me. Not Hermione. You.
Tied at 1. Miley Cyrus has the #1 song in the country for the second week in a row. Name the song.
Flowers.
2 to 1. Question number 3. Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in the upcoming biopic. It is called Michael. Jafar is the son of Michael's brother, Jermaine. The movie starts shooting this year. Jafar, also the name of a Disney villain from which movie?
Aladdin.
3 to 2. Justin Timberlake, turning 42 today. He has been married to Jessica Biel since 2012. Which 90s show did Biel get her big break on?
Seventh Heaven.
It turns out the dad on that show, not the moral compass he appeared.
4-2. Question number 5. Jackie Robinson, also born on this day in 1919, he broke the color barrier in baseball with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. Which number did Jackie wear that is retired in every baseball stadium in America?
61?
42 is the correct answer. 42. 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jeff, I'm sorry, buddy. You did good, but not quite good enough.
Yeah. All good.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Peabody, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Say good morning to Kate from Oxford.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio since you can't hear anything that is happening. Kate, you work in finance. You going to get over to the casino today and make the first legal wager in the Commonwealth?
Who knows? Maybe. Mm.
Probably not, huh? All right, here we go. Here we go. Question number 1. Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits that he had with his own career, he also has 2 Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Name the movie.
The Jungle Book.
Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi is one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
It stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit 1 billion views on YouTube. In the opening line of the song, where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
Tommy used to work on the dock.
Question number 4. Elton John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is now the highest grossing tour of all time with $817 million, and it's not over until July. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
I'm gonna go with U2.
Question number 5. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is for sale. You can buy it on eBay. Desperate Housewives followed 4 women who all lived on the same street where the show was set. Can you name the street?
Ooh, I watched this with my mom growing up when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
West Syria Lane.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did?
You know what? I think the tour one stumped me a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you did okay. You got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate got 3. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1, Phil Collins turning 72 this week. On top of all of his hits he had in his own career, he also won 2 Grammys and an Oscar for his work on this Disney movie soundtrack with songs like Two Worlds and You'll Be in My Heart. Can you name the movie?
Oh, crap. Which one was it?
I can hear producer Dan in his car headed to the casino right now screaming the lyrics.
Hercules?
Tarzan, Kennedy.
Tarzan.
0-0. Question number 2. Octavia Spencer credits Whoopi Goldberg for convincing her to get an education before she started pursuing acting. Whoopi, one of only 17 entertainers in history to have completed the EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Tied at one. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has hit a billion views on YouTube in the opening line of the song. Where did Tommy used to work, but the union's been on strike? It's tough.
He used to work on the dock, Carson.
Two to two. Question number four. Elton John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is the highest grossing tour of all time. It's made $817 million, and it ain't over until July, Kennedy. Who previously held the record for the highest grossing tour? Was it Ed Sheeran, U2, or Taylor Swift?
Ed Sheeran.
That is correct. U2 is third. 3-2. Question number five. Eva Longoria's Aston Martin from Desperate Housewives is now for sale. You can buy it on eBay, Kennedy. Desperate Housewives followed four women. They all lived on the same street where the show was set. Name the street.
Wisteria Lane.
That is it. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work. 4-3 is the final score, Kate. I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning. We do appreciate you listening and playing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Awesome job. I'm Kate from Boxford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy. Presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at KetchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie from Newberry.
Hello.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye.
You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you the cash. You tie, you lose, and Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Stephanie?
I'm ready.
Flavor Flav said he spent up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years. He's been sober since October of 2020. What is Flavor Flav known for wearing around his neck?
A clock.
33 years ago today, in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. What has been McDonald's slogan since 2003?
I'm loving it.
I heard a rumor that Justin Timberlake wrote that jingle. I don't know if that's true or not. Marcus Mumford, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, turning 36 years old today. One of their biggest songs is Little Blank Man.
Little Lion Man.
Crown Royal has put out two teasers for a Super Bowl commercial that will star Dave Grohl. The standard version of Crown Royal comes in a velvet bag that is what color? Is it purple, green, or blue? Okay. And question number five, Joe Bros finally got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which Disney musical film series did the three brothers star in?
Camp Rock.
Oh, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good, Stephanie. I understand you work as a project manager in construction.
That's correct, yep.
You just pretty much get to tell dudes they're doing their jobs wrong all day long?
But in a nicer way.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Stephanie got 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Well done. Well done.
These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Are you ready?
Yep.
Flavor Flav said he spent up to $2,600 a day on drugs for 6 years. He has been sober since October of 2020. What is Flavor Flav known for wearing around his neck?
A clock.
33 years ago today, in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. What has been McDonald's slogan since 2003?
I'm loving it.
Marcus Mumford, the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, turning 36 today. One of their biggest songs is Little Blank Man.
Lion.
Crown Royal has put out two teasers for a Super Bowl commercial that will star Dave Grohl. The standard version of Crown Royal comes in a velvet bag. Is it purple, green, or blue?
It's purple.
And question number five, the Joe Bros finally got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which Disney musical film series did the three brothers star in?
Camp Rock.
All right. You said A Giant Clock. That is correct, Title One. You said I'm Loving It. That is correct, Title Two. You said Little Lion Man. That is right. You said Purple. That is correct. And you said Camp Rock?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Woo-hoo. That is correct. 5-5 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. But Stephanie, whenever there is a 5-5 tie, because I know it makes our boss Sal very, very angry to lose his money, we're going to give you the $100 anyway.
Woo!
Nice. Not a bad way to start the day. Congratulations. You got the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, though?
I'm Stephanie from Newbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tie her.
Kennedy.
I can tire.
Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today or did you get a Mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.